this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
We are going to be looking at the finishing grace. Because when you are waiting, we have learned in the course of the teaching that it is not easy to wait. Waiting is hard, but you need something to sustain you to wait, and that is grace. Many believers are fagged out. Many believers are drained because of certain happenings in their lives. But please hear me, you need to wait. And you need the grace of God that will help you to wait. And last month we looked at, my harvest is come. Listen to me, your harvest is come. Let me tell you something. When God speaks, when God prophesies, Bible is a prophetic book. So when God said, your harvest is come, He is speaking from the dimension which makes Him God. He is not just going to create anything. He is not just going to give you baby. He is not just going to allow you to build a house. You have built the house. That is how God will speak. So your harvest is coming. But you need grace to hit from the harvest. Don't allow the devil to distract you or to deceive you. Many people have made a shipwreck of their lives because they don't know that their harvest has come. God is doing something in the spirit, but many times we don't know. When the children of Israel were told that for 7 days they should go around the wall of Jericho, something was happening in the spirit. For the 6 days that they were going, they did not know something was happening. So we need the eyes of the spirit many times to see what God is doing in our lives. If not, the fierceness of the world around us, Nigeria in particular, you may lose hope. In fact, they have told us to look for plan B now. The Nigeria that we are living, if you don't have grace, you will run away from this country. You will think God is not answering prayers again. You bought something last week for this amount. You go there next week to go and purchase it. They tell you it has gone up. And you say, what is all this? Your harvest is come. Please tell yourself, my harvest is come. Because God has spoken it. He is not a man that will lie. Your harvest is come. Yes, it is come. This morning, we are going to be looking at a topic I've titled The Finishing Grace. It's going to be a very short sharing, but we are going to pray. Somebody said, life is a race. And he said, it is not just a race of an 100-meter dash. He said, it is a marathon. And it is not just a marathon, it is an hurdle. You know the hurdle when you are running. You get to a place, you jump. There are hurdles in the race of the marathon that we are running as men. You need the finishing grace. Many lives have made a shipwreck of their lives, many destinies, because they don't have this grace. I have discovered that there is no man that starts something that intends for that thing to fail. No. You don't enter into a marriage And while you are entering into the marriage, while they are joining you, you are thinking this marriage will not last. No. I have never seen that same man. I want to build a house. I get to a level, I do not have the fortitude again to move forward. You need the finishing grace of God. What is the finishing grace? The finishing grace is the fortitude in the spirit that you receive to press on despite the challenges around you. The finishing grace is the staying power that you receive from above that helps you to pull through whatever challenges may come your way. You need the finishing grace. Grace, we have been told, is God in our race. When God is in your race, you can never fail. Because you serve a God who is a champion. It is not how you start the journey of this year that will determine how you will end it. I want you to know that. You might have started very slow. You might have started very sluggishly. But I want you to know that this year, your destination is harvest. You will not miss your harvest in the name of Jesus. You have made some mistakes in the past. Listen to me. When the finishing grace of God comes upon that mistake, He turns it into a miracle for you. So I want you to be very assured that it is not the way I started this year. You may be thinking, oh, since the beginning of this year, there is nothing to show for it. But I want to tell you, I want to assure you under God, that before this year is over, something major will happen in your life in the name of Jesus. The finishing grace. Our Father in the Lord said, whatever a man starts by faith, need grace to accomplish. Whatever you start by faith, I start this project by faith, I start this marital destiny by this marriage by faith, I start this academic pursuit by faith. What you need to finish is the finishing grace of God, and that is going to come upon you this morning. Yes. Because as you partake of this blood, the blood and the flesh of Jesus is the life of Christ that you are getting. The life of God. Outside of the grace of God is a life of continuous failure, frustration, and disappointment. Outside of the grace of God, what that life will experience is continuous failure. You will be doing something and there will be no success. But that is changing this morning in the name of Jesus. Scattered in the Bible, I want us to look at a character before we pray. Scattered in the Bible, you will see men who receive this finishing grace. God helped them to finish the assignment that was committed in their hands. There is no other person that I want us to pick this morning than our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know? So He's the one that brought about the dispensation that we are enjoying. Because it was actually what He did on the cross that afforded us this opportunity, this grace that we are enjoying now. Our Father in the Lord preached a message, what grace is not. That is another topic for another day. During extra project, please come to extra project. These are teachings that will equip you. Because there are so many things that are going on in the body now about the preaching of grace. But we thank God for the truth of the word of God that is being shared there. Grace is not a license for nonsense. Please note that. So Jesus received the finishing grace. I want to show you something that despite what you are going through, please, You do not have an high priest who has not been touched by the feeling of your infirmity. Jesus has gone through this. You may say, man of God, you don't know what I'm going through. I know what you are going through. Because your Lord Jesus went through some of these things. Temptations came at a time. The devil came upon Jesus. Throughout the ministry of Jesus, he encountered this man called Satan, devil. Right from when Jesus was born, when Herod heard that a new king had been born, he told the wise men, he said, please tell me when you find where he was born and come and tell me so that I can also come and worship him. He never wanted to worship him, he wanted to kill him. So that the assignment of Jesus, he will not finish the assignment that he came to do. Right from when he was born, the devil has been attacking him. He attacked him through direct means. He attacked Jesus through indirect means. There was a time that Jesus preached in the temple in Luke chapter 4. When he preached in the temple, after the preaching, people rose against him and they took him to the hill. They wanted to push him down. Do you think it is ordinary? No, the devil was inspiring those men to take those actions. There was a time Jesus told his disciples, he said, let us cross to the other side in Mark chapter 4. And there was this storm. Jesus was sleeping. Thank God his disciples woke him up. And Jesus rebuked the wind. Jesus was not supposed to die in the water. He was supposed to die on the cross. But the devil wanted to change the course of history. The devil used his disciples. He used Judas. He used Peter. Peter, even you, Peter. And so when you see some agents of darkness that are coming around you, I want you to be discerning. He used Peter. When Jesus was talking about going to the cross, Peter was saying, no, man of God, wait, where are you going? Why would you leave us here? You want to go here? No, you are not going anywhere. He began to negotiate with Jesus. You are not going anywhere. And Jesus rebuked him. Get thee behind me, Satan. Do you think those things are ordinary? The devil was walking. The devil followed Jesus to Gethsemane. You remember? And Jesus himself began to negotiate with God. God, if it be thy will, Luke chapter 22, 40 or thereabout. If it be thy will, let this cup pass over me. Luke 22. But Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. So when you see avalanche of troubles and challenges around you, I want you to know that the devil is obsessed with one thing. He's obsessed with not allowing you to finish the race of your life very well. That is what the devil is obsessed about. He wants to derail you. Suddenly the man that you claimed loved you, you said, I am not born again. I want a divorce. Many believers are divorcing. In fact, pastors are divorcing. They did not finish well in that area. Because the Bible tells me that God hates divorce. And I stand on that word. You need the finishing grace in everything that you do. Satan attacked Jesus so that Jesus will not go to the cross. You need the grace of God in your life. Hallelujah. The devil came to Jesus again after he had fasted for 40 days. And he took Jesus to a high hill. He said, look at all this. I will give it to you. You don't need to go to the cross. I will give you all this. Just bow down to me and everything is yours. Quickly before we pray, I try to open your eyes to all these things. I picked the character of Jesus. There are so many people. Moses was a man that was given an assignment, but he did not finish his assignment. Another person took over from him. No finishing grace. It's a prayer that you must pray. Just as we pray every day for the mercies of God. Lamentations 3:23 talks about the mercies of God being daily renewed over us. I'd like you to pray that, oh Lord, renew your grace in my life. Every day you need the grace of God. The grace of yesterday may not be adequate for the grace, for the challenges of today. 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies. He said they are daily renewed every morning. Please include it in your prayer. Lord, let your grace accompany me today. You need the grace of God in everything you do. Everything in life, for it to succeed, you need the ability that is beyond you. That is the grace of God. Why do I need the grace of God? Quickly before we pray, because we are going to pray. Why do I need the finishing grace? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Why do I need the finishing grace? God was speaking to Paul here. And he sent unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. I need the grace of God, because it will close the gap of my insufficiency. That is one of the reasons why I need the grace of God. Enshrined in the grace of God is the capacity to close the gap of man's insufficiency. Man is insufficient. You do not have the power of your own to make anything happen. No. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 said, not by might, not by strength, but by my spirit. It is not by your human power. It is not by your human strength, not by your efforts, that you can make anything happen. Your certificate, wonderful. Your degree, wonderful. Your wisdom, wonderful. But you need the grace of God, because you are inadequate to make anything happen. Yes. The grace of God. There is a limit your human efforts can take you, but with God, all things are possible. That is why you need the grace of God. There is a limit that this your human efforts can take you. You need another power, the supernatural power, the ability of God that will help you to achieve that which you desire to achieve. Why do I need the grace of God? By default. Number two, by default, many of us, by default of our background, we have been programmed for smallness. By default of the background that we came from, we have been programmed for stagnation. And that is why sometimes, I'm sorry, sir. There was a day we went to Inolinde for evangelism. Who would have imagined? I'm sorry, sir. Who would have imagined that was where our Father in the Lord came from? Is an eyesore. I'm sorry, sir. But that is what grace can do in your life. That it will pick you from that particular location and take you to Bodija. That is grace. Your background has limited you. Many of us, I am not talking generally, there are some of us born with silver spoon. But many of us, where we are today, we are products of grace. Products of grace, not by our power, not by our strength, because of our background.
I went to one school in Abebi there. You know, many of us these days we spend several thousands of naira on our children. Can you imagine?
And so where we are today, see, some of us would have died, but the grace of God, because God has an assignment for you. I was drunk one day and I was driving. These are the histories that I never wanted to remember. I hit a man, and the man fell down, drunk. Very early Sunday morning, I was coming from a party. I would have entered a ditch. Thank God I hit the man. And thank God the man did not die. I would have died. There have been so many escapades that we have gone through. Our parents never knew. But that day, those Igbo guys, you know that time at that junction at Premier Hotel, there used to be this public, big buses then. I hit one of them. They just brought a guy from traveling. He came that morning. And that was the same guy that I hit. And so those guys, they dealt with me that day. I called lawyer. I called everybody. My parents had traveled. They were looking for their car. I abandoned the car there. You know? Grace of God. So when someone like me is picking this, it can only be grace. By my background, I should have been... I still have friends who are still doing some of these things. But thank God for the grace of God. Tell yourself, oh God, I thank you for your grace. It can only be grace. You may not be where you are going, yes. But where you are, please appreciate God for the grace of God. It is the grace of God. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. The third reason why you need grace, see, what you is in you, hallelujah, what is on you will determine what you will dispense. Yes. The aura that you carry about, the atmosphere that you carry about, you remember the parable that Jesus told. He gave one 5. He gave another 2. He gave another 1. So it is the atmosphere, it is what you carry that will determine your results in life. Listen to me, the disparity of results in men is what they carry. The disparity, see, problems are not generic. They are relative. Problems are not generic at all. Many of us, we are still at the level, oh God, I'm sorry if it sounds insulting, but there are many. What they will hit is still a problem. So, that person will tell you, I have a problem. And here is another man. To hit is not a problem. So, problems are not general. You don't think it is general. It depends on the grace of God that you carry. There are some men of God. The grace they carry is beyond a certain grace that another man of God carries. That is the truth. What is on you will determine your result. You need the finishing grace of God if you must finish this year in harvest. My time is gone. I'd like us to be upstanding. I'm sorry we have so many to say, but no time. But thank God I have a limited time too. Because I want us to pray. Grace brings about disparity in your results. Do you know that grace has a warfare dimension? You don't know. Grace is a spiritual weapon. It's a weapon in fighting spiritual warfare. Open to Galatians chapter 4. Zechariah 4. Let's read from 6 to 9 quickly. My time is almost spent. Please. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might. Please go to the other one. 7. Please, media, help me. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? thou shalt become plain. Grace has the capacity to level your mountain. Yes. Grace has the capacity to pull down walls, to open doors. Verse 8. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, verse 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation. Verse 10. Please go to 9 again. I'm actually looking for the scripture where shout of grace, grace. 7. Please go to 7. You want to command every mountain in your life. The children of Israel were going around. I told us the other time. See, the shout they shouted was not just a careless shout. No, not just, ooh, no. Those are the shouts you hear when you go to cinemas. No, it was the shout of grace. You are going to shout grace this morning. You are going to look at that mountain. Who are you, this mountain? You are going to shout grace. Grace. Oh, you mountain. You will mention that mountain. Come down in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. You are going to shout grace. Grace. Oh, you mountain of poverty. Come down in the name of Jesus. Every wall. Every wall of delay. Every mountain of insufficiency. Every mountain of stagnation in my life. Every mountain of fruitlessness. Grace! Grace! Come down, you mountain. You mountain of insufficiency. Come down. Grace! Grace! See, mention grace to that situation. Mention the grace of God. Grace! Grace! I pull you down, you mountain that is standing before me, that is saying my destiny will not move forward. Every iron gate, I pull you down. The children of Israel shouted, and the wall of Jericho came down. They shouted grace. They shouted grace. And the wall of Jericho came down. I'd like you to shout grace into that situation of your life. Grace. Who are you, O great mountain before me? Grace. Grace. I pull you down today. I'd like you to pray now. I'd like you to call on grace. It is the grace of Christ that you are calling on. It is the grace of God that you are calling on. Grace! Grace! I pull down. I pull down. I pull down. Every mountain before me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace. Through God's choice servant, we believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's choice servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.